Blog Talk Radio.
The house of the doing there. Thank you so much for joining me, Zabat. Give me 5 seconds. For joining me, and you have got Omiyinka live here at Oral Divination Network, and I'm also by way of Facebook. How's my Facebook friends doing out there today? We're going to be talking about some controversial issues. It's already upside down, but we're going to be talking about Ice Cube statements and a little bit about his agenda and plan for the black race and what the people have been doing as far as giving their opinion about ICE. And also we're going to be talking a little bit about what he did in presenting to Trump. Was that a good idea or a bad idea? And I'm going to say right up front that I am with Ice-T, and I am saying, go Ice-T, we're behind you. Somebody should have presented a plan a long time ago, and I'm glad that you presented an actual plan for the black people. And I want to go ahead, okay? Because we're going to break that thing down today. We're going to talk about how is it that most black people who don't go and put themselves on the edge by coming up with a plan or agenda, and they have so much to say. They got so much to say right now, you know. They got so much to say in reference to the fact that they present a plan, but yet they don't want ICE to present anything to the Republicans, being it Trump or to the Democrats. And the Democrats are saying wait until after we voted. I mean, what good would it be to present the plan after they have voted? I think that the Democrats have gotten a buy for so many years. They have gotten the opportunity to get our vote without giving us any commitment. And I'm so happy that Ice Cube is now saying, hey, you need to sit down and go over this plan with me of our agenda for the black folks, and we want to hear where you have a problem at and if you're going to support us in our plan. Now, some of the people don't like what Ice did, but I like what he did, and I think that we need to get behind him and support him and stop creating backbite. And everyone on the channel, you can see that they have created backbite by his agenda. Where is your agenda? And what do you plan on giving the black people? I had said a long time ago that we needed an agenda. And on one of my recordings, I did do an agenda. This was way back when. And I talked about all the things that we need to outline, that we need to demand from any one of the political parties who's running, whether it be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or whether it be Trump. And I think that if Trump was able to sit down with one of our representatives, Ice Cube, and go over all of the things that we are demanding, I think that was a start. And even with the plan that Trump put together for his platinum plan, even he had the decency to put a plan together to consider us. But we got to stop this backbiting ourselves and trying to crucify the brother by telling them he shouldn't have went to Trump and it looked like he was siding with Trump. Everybody knows he's not siding with Trump. Yeah, Trump has some problems. He has some problems speaking out of turn and tweeting. We know that. And we know both of them have been on display acting as a racist. We know that. But right now, is we have to do what we got. And what we got is a situation where we need a plan and we need them to outline what it is that they're going to do. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to Mercy on the show. Hold tight. And I want to talk to my Facebook friends. How are you, Facebook friends? Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be on today because we're going to be talking about. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. I think I'm saying I see. Anyway, we're going to talk about his plan and his agenda that he has for the Black race. I hope you're up for it. I hope you can join us and give us the input. Raise your hand, say something. Don't just sit there. And we do see you watching the back. And I hope you're coming to join. Why don't you go ahead? On Facebook, as well as on my blog talk station, Oracle Divination Network. To any of you Oracle Divination Network people out there, I do want you to call in. I haven't heard from you in a while. Our phone lines are open, and our phone lines are 516-453-9208. You can call in on our guest line. We'd love to hear from you today. And I am your illustrious host, Omega 7, live here today. Okay? The host call-in line is 319-527-0060. Now, once again, we are talking about the agenda, the Black agenda for African Americans. Now, we know that Trump created a platinum agenda. And for some of you who don't know about it, Trump presented his platinum agenda for the Black race. And I think that was a good thing. Some of the things Trump does do are considered being culture and right on time. And that was the right time pursuit that he did when he presented his platinum plan for African Americans. He indicated that he wanted so much money to the Black universities, as well as Black businesses, and he has sat down with ICE to talk about the things that Black people want. Now, a lot of Black people don't even know what it is they want, and wrote out an agenda of what the Black things are, and one of them being the reparation, and that's been on the burner for a while. The reparation of the Black people, and some of them are still crossing the middle passes right now and who are still awaiting their reparation. And for the benefit of those who don't know who I am your illustrious host, Omega 7, live here on the Facebook channel and on my blog talk channel, which is Oracle Divination Network. And I do appeal to all those men and women of the cloth who actually are priests and priestesses. We have called you out before to have you give your opinion about the election and about getting ready for your voting rights. We do know that everyone wants to vote because it is their right. Now, you know that there are three different areas that you can vote in. You can vote as an independent, as a Republican, and or as a Democrat. You do not have to just vote Democrat. That's what your mother and father always vote. And if you think that Democrats are not doing you any good anymore, or the Republican, you can make change. And you can consider what is happening now and make that change. But most of all, go to the polls and make sure you are presenting the United Front there and making your decision. But we're talking about having an agenda, and we're talking about basing your vote on the man's best agenda. Now, right now, we know that Trump's plan has been a platinum plan, meaning it is top of the cream of cum laude. And you're talking about Clayton Money and Ben, and it's talking about assisting black go ahead with you know that you are that he's a billionaire as well as an actor, entertainer, and he is also a songwriter as well as a solo artist. And he's an artist. He has written about the policemen. He has written about what he thought about the men in blue. And he's been an advocate and an out front advocate. And he has talked about what he doesn't like. And we know he is a for real person, and he speaks up in a time of trouble when black people need a voice. He's been a voice for the black people. And I think that one of the things black people are mad at is because he went to Trump, and we are considering Trump as being the outsider and person that we are against. And that's not necessarily true. Everybody has not formed their opinion about Trump, and it's not right for someone to form an opinion about him just because he's been a little bit premature on a lot of issues. Now, here he's coming to full fruition. He is developing to the point of a businessman, and he wants to act in that capacity as a businessman to negotiate and discuss with ICE about what it is we want. That's more than any other candidate has done. So we ought to give him the benefit of the doubt and sit down with him and go over these issues that ICE have created and address them like an intelligent people. Now, I would like to say that sometimes we get angry with people for no reason and we want to put them down. There's a lot of people jumping on ICE and they're against him. I want to say stop it until you hear his point of view. Now, for our Facebook people, I like to say, we're here live and asking you to come in and give us your opinion today, and we like to hear from you. And to our people that are on our blog, stay kind. We're going to commercial. Hold tight. Facebook friends, we're right here waiting for you to like and share. Tell a friend, tell a foe, they're on the gun, and we are having a discussion today, a lively discussion about the platinum agenda that Trump presented to the black community, and also about Ice Cube's agenda that he put together for the black people. You might have something that you can add to the discussion. We're asking you to come on in. Thank you to my Facebook friends. I say come right on in and join the discussion, and to those people that are on my Blog Talk station, Oracle Divination Network, I also say come right on in and voice your opinion. We've been talking about the Platinum Plan that was presented by our illustrious President Trump. And we know that you can sit down and go over that to see what he's offered us. He has agreed to signing a contract with the Black community. Isn't that great? But people are angry at Ice Cube about coming up with a plan for the Black race and discussing it with our president. I think that was the best thing he could have did, was presented to our president and asked our president to look at it and to sign it or give his input. I think that was the best thing he could have ever did. Now, one thing I know for sure, a lot of Black people get upset, they get angry, and then they want to criticize people for stepping out there independently. I don't think he's by himself. I think he's asking for others to join him, to support him in his effort to put together this referendum. And he wants people's input. And if you have any desire to add or subtract anything from his list, I'm sure he'll be reasonable enough to listen to you. Once again, my Facebook friends, I am on the air now. You can come in and join me. You can like and share, but do become a follower, not just a friend. I'm not looking for you to become a friend. I'm looking for you to become a follower. I'm going to wave at you. I've been sitting there looking at your hand there, Zabak. Thank you so much. And Zabak, let people know that I'm on the air this morning. And I am live here on YouTube as well as on my, once again, Blog Talk friends. I see you out there. And I don't hear from you, though. But I'm asking you to come in and give your opinion about what you think about having a Black agenda for Black people. Come on, let me know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are tuning to two different channels and stations today. We are live on the air, and we'd like to say we're having a discussion today. For those of you who are shy or in the background or offense about this, we have about 2 or 3 more minutes before we have to make a final decision about where our vote is going to go. And my question is, what's going to do for it? I think it must be their way to bring you a discussion about how you're going to place your vote and what steps are you going to support the referendum that IP has out there, or to look at the a follower, not just a friend. I'm saying the same thing to my Facebook friends. Sign up and become a follower. I'd like to have you on our team. And our topic is Project 2019 Revisited. And we're about to get into it to talk about Project 2019 Project. And some of you know me from Project 2019. We had our virtual Project 2019's agenda. All right, we're back. Now, for those of you who don't know about Project 2019, Project 2019 was founded by Chuck Sanford. He put it around, and he put it in a book. Now, we know whenever you put something in a book, Black folks can't find it. So he put it in a book, and a lot of Black folks never read the book. book, but I'll give you a summary of the book so you'll know what was in it. Chuck Sanford proposed that only Black Americans could save Black Americans. And we know that that's the truth. Nobody's going out on the limb for Black Americans these days. And if we're going to save one another, we have to do it for ourselves. So he wrote a book, and the book in detail, in summary, that education would help us come to parity. And that if we all attempted to get some higher level education, that that would make us a better candidate to receive benefits from the government, to advance ourselves in employment, and to have a better lifestyle. He wrote a referendum stating that about 20 years ago, that he would give Black America 20 years to catch up by getting their education, higher level degrees, getting their two-year associate degree, their technical training background, or getting a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD, but some higher level education. So he was banking on the fact that since there are Asians, Chinese, Caucasians on the list, Hispanics, who are getting education, that the Blacks were the lower people on the totem pole with getting credentials and higher level education. He was hoping that by the year 2019, that we would come into parity and we would line up with other racial groups. But unfortunately, we missed the mark. We didn't line up to the level of other racial individuals. We actually missed the mark. But I told him, I don't think it's based all on educational training, because we know about the story of the miseducation of the Negroes. We know that some of the education that we thought that was going to bring us up to par was somewhat miseducating. And we know now that we were miseducated, a lot of us, even though we have these degrees. And we also know that that's not the only thing, that knowledge is power. We know that. But we know that understanding is even better. When you get knowledge, and all you're getting of knowledge, get understanding too. And I don't think that we had a clear understanding of the fact that just because you get these degrees does not mean that every door is going to be open for you. Some of us have had doors open, and some of us have been knocked down by the credentials that we have gotten. And just because we got credentials and higher level education, it didn't give us a better political outlook. And what we're talking about is a political outlook. And some of these contestants that are running for office, they don't have extremely higher level degrees like master's degrees and PhDs. So we know that just having a master or PhD does not get you where you want to go. You've got to have some understanding. Now, we're going to get some understanding today because we know that our people have been waiting for reparation for a long, long time. And we've been socking it to all those political officers and letting them know that we haven't gotten our share yet. And if you look at the map around the country of all of those lower socioeconomic people who fell prey to discrimination of Caucasian or white supremacists, they've all been compensated, such as the Chinese, such as the Jewish people, such as the Native Americans. They've all been compensated and given their just due. And how did the Caucasians find it in their budget to find the money to set aside for these people who were badly damaged? They made it their business to take time out to set the money up and set it aside for these people. Now, why haven't they done that for the African Americans? I don't know. Maybe they don't respect our position in the game. Maybe they don't think that no harm was done to us. But Ice Cube stepped up and said, these are the things that we were harmed in. These are the things that we were damaged in. And these are the things that we want compensation for. A lot of Black people think it's a bad thing for you to ask for what you deserve. I put it in a referendum, and I laid out all the things that we deserve and that I felt that we fell short on. And I also pointed out the fact that the referendum needed to be put in there with the overhaul of our judicial system and of our police department, and also our constitution that needs to be revisited and rewritten again. That constitution is racist, desperately racist, and needs to be rewritten again and readdressed. But we cannot continue to go on thinking that everything is hunky-dory and think that we could go in and patch it up and do an adjustment. No, it needs to be overhauled. And when you overhaul something, you start with a new foundation. If it was predicated on white male supremacists, for those white males in office who held slaves and who were business owners, then it was created the education system for the white male in power. It wasn't created for the minority people then. Then you have to revamp it. Tear down the structure and start all over again because it doesn't address or speak to the education. I'm going to start using the word Negro because we know that in the Constitution, when we use the word black, it sets us at a deficit, that there's no amount of laws that the white man is going to acknowledge of a black man and respect. So we know that it's very important that we define ourselves for ourselves under Kuja Chajalia. It tells us that we must define who our enemies will be, and we must define ourselves for ourselves. And that's one of the things we've been afraid of doing. We've let everybody under the nation call us a different name, and we have not set a name for ourselves. Well, I'll say that we should be indigenous aboriginals, okay? And some of you choose to call yourself Negroes, but I really like the name indigenous aboriginals, and I always try to reference to that. And I want to say to Ice Cube that I'm so happy that you as a young man took aside some of your time to sit down and to outline the things that we're still missing in this society when we say that we are fully endowed and that we have overcome. We must be careful with saying that we've overcome because there's some things that the white male supremacists don't want us to ever overcome and ever look at in a different way. Some of us are still in slavery and don't really realize it because we are still thinking that because we have gotten a show on TV, or we've got set to overcome. But there are many, many more things that we must be in the market to overcome. And that is, we have to be a we concept. And if I'm suffering, that means you're still suffering too. We have to be in the mindset of being one unit of community and being communal and living in a communal style. But when we have our own people putting us down for coming up with itineraries, coming up with agendas, and saying that we're out of order, that we're communing with the opposite side, Trump is not necessarily the opposite side. He is our president, and we must respect him in that respect while he holds this position. If we don't respect him, at least respect the position he holds. And I think that ICE was respecting the position that he held by going to him, allowing him to address those areas that are deficit in the black community. And he did not deny ICE of those things. He adhered to them and he reassured him that he would be addressing them. And that's a good start. That's a step in the right direction. And I think we ought to get around that issue and continue to support ICE in his effort to bring about a disparity gap closing. We have a disparity gap, and we've been had a disparity gap. And now we're looking at LGBTQ moving on up, and we're looking at all of the refugees who are coming here, giving them a spot. Everybody gets a spot but us. Well, we got to stop saying people of color, because when we say people of color, that means everybody but us, indigenous Native Americans. So we must use indigenous so that we exclude ourselves from all of these people of color, because everybody's getting their shoes shined but us. We need a buffing too. We need that extra help too, and we need a hand up too. And you can't just throw us in a bucket with all of the people of color and say that you have been served. We have not been served, and we're still found wanting. And Ice Cube found us wanting, so he got up enough courage that he stood up and put together a referendum of outstanding things that we're still short of. And I've been saying for the longest, we need an agenda. I've been saying, let's go to the people with an agenda. Let's lay down everything on the line. We want our own judicial system where we can determine our own judges and have our own DAs. We want our own judicial system in our own community. And we want to vote on our own judicial judges. We want our own police department, where we create our own men in blue to service those people in their own community. And we want the Constitution changed, because we know where it says we the people, they're not referring to us African-American people, okay? They're referring to those who actually own slaves and own property. And they were talking about those white males who actually had the curriculum designed for them and not for other people of color. Let's stop letting them use a play on words to exclude us from the Constitution. We still don't know if we are part of that Constitution or not. Has it been ratified? Now, today we are talking about how we can come together with not just only an agenda, but get behind Ice Cube and rally up enough muscle to say, yay, 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 go ahead on, and stop this foolishness, stop fussing and cussing and beating him down and trying to diminish his effort, because we only diminish ourselves. When you get scared because somebody's getting close to an issue for white folks to address it, then you get scared, then you start pulling Ice Cube back because you think that they're going to knock him upside his head for approaching them. And then you start acting like a person that is actually a coward instead of saying, we're behind you, Ice, go ahead on. If somebody knocks you down, then we will stand in your place. We've got to get to the understanding that when we have a few leaders out here, we cannot mutilate them ourselves. We cannot beat them down. We've got to stand with them, no matter if we are strong or not. Stand with them. And there will be somebody to come and stand next to you. So they can't whoop us all. So we stand as a fist balled up. We have unity. But if we're on our own independently, numero uno, then we know we cannot stand. I want it to be known that I am for what I do is doing. I am for the fact that we should have a referendum, and the platinum plan that our president has put together, we all should have a copy of it. We all should be going through it, and highlighting it up and endorsing the things that we want and downplaying the things we don't want played. So we have another guest here in the room here. Let me say hello to Mr. Claudel Robinson. How are you? I see you watching. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're having a discussion. I started out a couple of days ago to discuss your vote, and something started to go wrong on my show. And I don't know if they were trying to shut me up or what, but they can't shut up this ghost. I am the ghost of my ancestors, so they can't shut this ghost up. Let me go over here and find out what's going on with my family over here that is in my Blog Talk room. I'd like to say hello, Blog Talk followers. And thank you so much for following me today and coming out today. We're going to converse with my family. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're in the Blog Talk room, and this is only for the 7 o'clock. Coming to you, brother, strong, hard, and heavy. back. Thank you so much. And I say hello again to my listening audience out there in Blog Talk. Blog Talk people, you are welcome here today. You can call in on those phone lines at 516-453-9208. And you can call in and voice your opinion. We're talking about the referendum for Black people that Ice Cube has put together, President Trump. And we're talking about Trump's platinum plan. He's got a lot of stuff in that plan that he wants to do for Black people. And now is the time for us to get someone to sign their signature, something they pledge to our liking. Because if we don't start getting someone to give us contracts and signing off on them, we're never going to get anywhere. Now, you know, a contract can be legally binding. If it is in writing, it definitely can be legally binding. So if we pledge this contract that Ice Cube is put together, then that means we're going to stand behind him and everything that he wrote in that referendum. Now, for those of you who are looking at the platinum plan from Trump, if Trump pledges that and he gets our signature and he writes his name on it, then it is truly binding. He must fulfill it. He must carry it out. He cannot just lie to us temporarily before the election. He must hold true to that. And Black people, you are not used to being in the mix, decisions, or being able to put demands on people. But now they're considering us. We're the wheels that squeak the loudest, and now we're going to get some oil, and we're going to put it to them. We're going to stick it to them, and we're going to support Ice Cube and what he's doing, and we're not going to be out here putting them down, dogging them out, and we're going to support this Black man. And just because it wasn't you who came up with an agenda and it was him, then support his agenda. If there's some things lacking, add to them and support him by letting them know you're available and make yourself available to be able to work on his commission. Now, to those of you who are in Blog Talk, and I want to speak to all of those platformers out there, all of those podcasters out there, you know who you are. And those who have been listening to me for the past 10 years, I say to you, put up a good fight and give an actual platform on this topic for Ice Cube and talk about what it is that Black folks ought to be doing so that he knows we're behind him 100 strong and he's in time of trouble and that he stays committed to what he's doing. And the good fight that he started, let them be faithful to complete it. Now, I'm speaking to you platformers out there in Blog Talk land. You know who you are. Those of you who I used to follow on a regular basis, I'm saying to you that this topic deserves a discussion. So open up your airways and interrupt your airways to bring about a discussion of this topic. This is Black folks' business, and we need to attend to it, and we need to address it. But we cannot go on speaking negative about Ice Cube just because we don't like his position. I don't care who you don't like. He's a Black man representing us today, and we ought to support him. And so why don't you get on the horn and call those people in and let them know you are ready to do something. Stay tuned.
kind of mess.
And live in Blog Talk Room. Come on in and join us for talk. We are talking about how we can get those individuals to go back to school, to advance their high-level education, to close the gap of the study. This is part of what our plan has always been in the blog, well, actually in the Project 2019. I was the national executive for Project 2019. I pushed Project 2019. It was a referendum that it was to die for. It had all of the things we needed as a black people. We definitely had reparation there. Open up the door, we can sell. Nina Simone said, don't worry about, hold on a minute, what we're doing here. Oh, God. Oh, goodness, where are we at? They got us going here. I don't know why this is doing this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will make sure that you understand that I am live here in the Facebook room, and you can join me here. And also for those people that are on my Blog Talk radio station, Oracle Divination Network, we are live here in the studio. We'd like to invite you in to be part of our radio station, and we have been talking about you being a part of a referendum. And we've been talking about Project 2019 and revamping that particular referendum. It is a list of things that we are looking to accomplish. It was before the year 2019. We know that 2019 has come and gone, so we want to revamp that Project 2019 to keep that referendum so that we set up another 20-year record so that we piece of pie. We're getting ready for the election. We know it's very vital that we get out and cast a vote. We know it's very vital that we determine who our enemies will be. We don't let anyone define us for. We define us for us, and we don't let anyone create enemies for us. Now, some people have tried to create Trump as an enemy for us, but please, people, define your enemies for yourself, because if he's willing to sit down at the table to go over the issues that you have, then go over the issues with him. Support Ice Cube and what he's doing and back him and don't come against him. He's not conspiring with the enemy. Trump is not being an enemy to us. He is sitting down like an intelligence and addressing the issues that black people have. Now, we know for the longer Project 2019 know that if we were going to do anything, it had to be done by us. And fourth, it cannot be done outside of the black race. We have got to support our own and be standing behind those things we think that are true and that are dear to us. And the Constitution is another one of those that we have to revisit, revamp it, relook over it, and determine what we're going to do different, because we know it doesn't speak to our occasion. We know that when we the people is not talking about individual Asiatic black people. We know there's not speaking to us. It might be talking about LGBT, and it might also be talking about refugees, but it doesn't really speak to our occasion. And that's one of the things that we're going to have to remember, that it has to be for us and by us. Now, I don't know if you came here to talk at all, but I want to encourage you to talk to Zabak as well as Mr. Robinson. You can have your say here. And we're going to go to Blog Talk to see who's out there and see if any of those people would like to voice their opinion. Blog Talk, you feel free to voice your opinion, and we're asking you to join us. Go to the podcast. A station identification over on the Blog Talk station. Is everybody still with me on this? We are talking about revisiting Project 2019 and adapting some of their referendums and their agenda to come up with our own agenda and some of the things that we want to happen in our neighborhood. We know that the Black folks are suffering because our Black community blow up. We know that there are issues that haven't been addressed with the housing issues for Blacks in their community. We know truly. Hold on. We know truly that we can do a lot better than we're doing. And we know that we can stand up with our random and behind Ice Cube and say these are the same issues that we have with our nation. These are some of the same things that we want to address before this election. And we can press people. We can press them on this. I could come in and press them on this. So can you. And we can point out how some of our people have gotten so serious they've even written a book about it. Charles Sanford wrote a book about how we could do for ourselves and what we need to point out for the issues that we need to close the gap of disparity. And education is one of them, and that's where I come in at. As an educator, we were helping to send people back to ministerial school, send people back to get their co-parent in life, and get credentials behind them, and getting them ready to go to those two-year social programs and closing the gap between the disparity of education. That's one of the areas that the project can focus in on. Now, I have not read Ice Cube's itinerary. I have not read it in detail. I've only heard the summary of it. However, I do know it speaks to the occasion of what Black people need and want. And we've got to get behind those things and support them. And we cannot continue to dog out those who are going to speak up for us. We've got to get behind them and say, go ahead on, brother. Yay, yay. We've got to use his token words, yay, yay, to let him know we are behind him. And Ice Cube, we know that this is the time that we need leaders to step out front and to be held accountable for the occasion. How is Claudel doing, and how is the back doing? You can say something if you want to. I'm going to bring you over. Maybe you can speak up and say something. Do you want to say anything? Okay. If there's any viewers that want to say anything, please do say something. Okay. I don't see you viewers saying anything. Now, for you YouTube folks, we have the Block Talk radio station on, and the coalition you're staying with here, I see you staying with us, but we need to have you bring in some music. And we're going to put that Dusty Road on here. Or let's see. Nah, the Dusty Road is not it. We're going to try this one. All right. Just waking you up there. Okay. Now. All right now. Got a little moonlight going on. Right, and we're back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the studio. To my two followers here on Facebook, thank you so much for following me. That is Beck, and that is Mr. Roberson. And we are talking about what we could do to establish our own agendas. I've been talking about how Project 2019 put together their agenda 20 years ago. And they waited out the 20 years to see if the gap of disparity was going to be closed. And it was closed somewhat, but not enough to meet our mark. So we are revisiting Project 2019 referendum to represent them again. And again, if need be, so that we can make sure that we are holding these electorians accountable for their position. We don't want them just to get in office and think, oh, now that I'm in office, I don't have anybody to be beholden to. Make them beholden to you. Give them a set of itinerary things that you want them to address and make them be beholden to the whole Black community. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Project 2019, I urge you to go out and purchase your Project 2019 book. It will give you an itinerary of what we're looking for. And if you can get a hold of Ice Cube's information on his itinerary, get a copy of that too, as well as a copy of Platinum Plan from the president. We need all the help we can get so that we can support ICE and giving him the go-ahead and giving him added suggestions. And for those of you who don't know what to do, ask somebody. Ask them, what should you do during an election? When you get ready to go down there, you have to determine if you're going to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent. You make the decision. And when you make the decision, don't make it based on the fact that a Black man is not running. Make it based on the fact that you got somebody that is willing to work with you, that's going to adapt some of your plans. Don't just choose Biden because he got in over Trump and you're tired of Trump. Don't look at it that way. Look at it the way in which, if they are each one of them going to open up and address your needs, can you support them? Will you support them? Well, I say you need to look at it in a way that it's going, your life depended on it. And don't give up. Let's see who we have over here. A lot of people have been invited, but we are not seeing the people come in like we want to. So let's call some other people here. We're going to call some other people on the line and let them know we are on and we are at it again. And we are going to continue to be at it until that election day. How many of you are registered to vote? How many of you are doing absentee ballots? If you are, you need to get on the horn and get it done before the 22nd of October, because I think next week's the deadline. But it's important to get your vote out there. Oh, Lord. Get your vote out there. Okay, I just invited a few more people to come in, and I want to say to my Blog Talk friend, I want to say to my friends that we are still riding together, and if it's not a problem, tell someone that Omi's on and let them know that they could come in here and like and share. Give me those two thumbs up and let me know you're riding with me today. All right, Zebek, I see you over there, and Claudel, I see you too. And we are going to go back to our phone lines on our Blog Talk. That number is 516-453-9208. You can call in now. We are taking phone calls. If you are not asleep, you can call in and you can let us know that you want to be a part of our session. And don't delay, because we are waiting. Let's do the 12 days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, morning bird, three French hens, two goslings, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a singing, six geese a laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a melting, seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right. Thank you so much. We tried to usher in Christmas in there. We squeezed it in there so you guys could get that Christmas deal. Okay, Facebook friends, you didn't get a chance to hear that, but that went out to my Blog Talk friends so they can hear 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, yeah, we're talking about revising Project 2019. We're talking about giving you another referendum that you can adhere to, something that you can believe in, because you need to have goals and objectives, and you need to set them for the president and let the president know you're watching him and you're waiting on him to come back to you with an agenda that you can live with. And you should check out the platinum agenda that our President Trump has made available. However, we know Ice Cube has come up with a black agenda, which is much different than what the president has designed. And you ought to read and find out what he has to say. Now, you're going to hear a lot of people speaking negative about him going out and siding with the enemy, about him fraternizing with the President Trump. But I think it was a good thing for him to come out with his guns loaded, showing him what the people wanted so that he can get on it right away. Now, I don't know what you came to do, but when we get ready to go vote, we have to have a made-up mind about what we're going to do. So now is the time to get your made-up mind so you can figure out what it is you're going to do with those polls. Because sometimes it can be tricky. Somebody says, and it's tricky because when you get there, you don't know if they're going to find your name in the system. So you might as well call up there in advance to say, am I registered to vote in this county? Is this the right county or do I need to go to the next county over? Then you find out if you are going to be voting in the right precinct. And everything is computerized now. They can't help. They send you to the computers. You got to know what you're doing. Okay, now when I last went to vote, they told me that I had to wait the next year to register in the primaries because they had switched my stuff over. But you better believe once they did that, the next year I got on it and made sure that all my stuff was switched over so I could go in there and place my vote. Now, I'm not going to tell you which party I voted with, whether it be Republican or Democrat or independent. Now, you know there's another category of independent if you're not sure. And if you want to have a different ticket, you can look at that independent as well. But don't just go up in there and draw a blank and say, oh, I'm just going to vote for Biden because he is the only one look like he'll be halfway decent. No, if Biden didn't address any of your issues about this referendum, then don't just choose him as his Harris and don't just choose Trump because he has a platinum for him. Make up your mind beforehand what you're going to do. So what are you going to do? I just want to know, what are you going to do? In the end of summer, what are you going to do? You're going to get ready to the people out there in the dog talk land. What are you going to do at the end of summer? What are you going to do? Have you gotten yourself together with this? What are you going to have? You ought to know by now. How you doing, Claudia? How you doing, Zabak? Thank you for riding with me this afternoon. I hope you guys are going out there as politicians and you politicking in your community, telling your people what to do. I hope you spread the word. I just gotta take a little time out of my schedule to be a part of a political movement. You gotta Referendum? Are you going to be behind Ice Cube in his black referendum? You need to support a referendum, and you need to get out there and make sure you know your request is made known. We have a complete overhaul that needs to go down. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to have to overhaul the police force as well as the judicial system and our Constitution be remade all over again. We got to make a difference this time. We got to make some changes. It's some changes coming on the way. Believe it or not, it's some changes coming on the way, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to not just keep this up there and say back power. You got to put some power behind it. And for those of you who don't know what you're going to do, get with those political parties such as Ice Cube and support what he's doing. Read over his policies and what he's requesting. Know what you're doing. Don't just be voting blindly. It's important to get with the program now. It really is important to get with the program. And I don't know how you cannot be getting with the program. It's very important. All right. Hold tight. All right. To those of you who are out there in Blog Talk Land, you can pick up those phone lines any minute at 516-453-9208 and call in. Only one to speak. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. You got your Omi and Cassandra, and I am your ambassador. I'm here to serve you, and I'm also here to encourage you to vote on a referendum, to vote on a set of itineraries that you can support. If you can support that, a Project 2019, then support it. If you can support that, the president with his platinum agenda, please support that one too, or support the one that Ice Cube has put forth. It's very important that you understand you have some choices, ladies. All right. Yeah. All right. Trying to wake you people up in there. You got to get up, got to get up, got to get up. Let me give that again. Wake up. Yeah. Okay. Now, once again, it's just easy to round on a Sunday afternoon. Grooving, grooving on an afternoon. Yeah. I said, we're grooving. Yeah. Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. That's what we're doing. We're here just taking notes and taking time. That's what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of time for you to set aside to determine who you're voting for on election day. Don't be misconstrued. Don't be confused. And know what it is you're doing. Okay? Have your plan made out, your plan A and plan B, and know exactly what you're going to do. Because times are getting rough, but they'll get rougher if you don't know who you're voting for. Don't view your vote lightly. Make sure you execute your vote in a proper manner that it counts. Make sure that you're out there lobbying for those things you want to be reinforced. And don't just take it lightly that you're giving your vote away to anyone. You're going to have to make these people earn your vote, okay? Please do. And know this for a fact, that we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. That we shall overcome someday. God is on our side. God is on our side. That we shall overcome someday. That we shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand. Brothers and sisters, we will walk hand in hand. So how many of you know that God is on our side, that it is going to be our time this year for voting? If we don't win at the voting table, we will win at fighting the system, because we're not going to stop here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on fighting. And as we go up that hill, it's going to be an uphill journey. It's going to be a long, long fight. It's going to be some tough times and lonely night, but still I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is over. See, it almost took me out, but I can fly freer now. Oh, well, my best days are right in front of me, yet I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. See, anything and everything and all that you do, you can't deny the truth that I'm the living proof. So many days have come, but you just didn't let it through. But look at me, yeah, I'm the living proof. Yes, I am. You know I am. I'm the living food. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for going on this ride with me as we sail down memory lane, talking about revisiting Project 2019 referendum and agenda for the black folk. How many of you got a referendum? How many of you got requirements that you require of your politician that they must fulfill? How many of you going to sock it to him this time? How many of you going to put it to the man and let him know that you cannot go on without your referendum being fulfilled? And how about you, Claudette? Are you going to put it to the man this time? How about you, Zabak? Put it to him. Sock it to him. Sock it to him. Sock it to him. Sock it to him. Because they need to know you have a plan. And your plan is not the plan of man's to fail, but of God's plan to succeed, and you will succeed with that mindset. So let's come on, and let's pull it together, because we can work it out. We know we can work it out. We got to work this thing out, and with your help and my help, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. Yes, we are. Thank you for being with us and joining us on this special occasion to talk about interrupting these airwaves, to talk about our black platinum referendum, to talk about our president's black referendum. He's got a platinum referendum out there for us, and we got to know what it's called back. We got to know what it's all about. We got to break down for ourselves that we are and who our friends will be. We are going to be able to sock it to them this year because we're going to have things lined up and laid out. We're not going to come in there confused. We're going to have a made-up mind. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Will we have a made-up mind for these people when they come out to get their votes? How many of you have actually decided how you're going to place your vote? You need to know what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Hold on tight. All right. We want to hear from you out there today. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wait a little bit longer, see if there's any side chickens out there. If you're out there, come on in. One more time for the sidekickers out there. All right. We've given you your clue, and we've called you in to be a part of this great, great revolution. And we're going to say one more time to those who don't know what they're doing.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
walk around.
But I don't want to know.
You gotta make my mind. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you one more reason. That was Tracy Chapman, me backing her up, as you know. And give me one reason to stay here. I can't stay here. I got to go. I got to go. And we got to work it out. Let's work it out, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us and get your vote together and determine where the referendums are going to be and support Ice Cube and his referendum. Don't jump on them, be against them, but be for him. My brother is working hard out there for you and I. And we can do it, so let's work it out. Let's work it out. Wanna do this to me when I'm on my way out of here. I don't know what I want to do. That. But you know what? I'm going to pray with them. Thank you. right. You've been right on